UA on the DL. With your host, MC Dino, A-Tech, and MC Relight.
Ready, let's go. Keep it ready, keep it ready, keep it ready, let's go.
Brought to you by Jungle Punks and a Greener America.
Keep it ready, keep it ready, let's go.
UA on the DL, Los Angeles.
This was recorded by a posse of crackheads on death row, right? So all them little interludes of prison noises and that, they're for real.
Everybody, welcome to UA on the DL, episode one. My name's Tack, and I guess we'll just go around in a circle here. And to my left, will everybody introduce themselves?
Hey, my name is Alex.
My name's Reed.
Relight.
Hi, I'm El Diablo.
Hey, I'm Amber.
Man. Oh, yeah, sorry. And Amber's here, too.
And Amber.
And Xander Nasty.
Xander Nasty. We got a whole studio of people. It's kind of amazing.
That's
right
Dr.
now.
Dr. Nasty to you.
So anyway, welcome to the show, and everybody, thanks for tuning in. This is our first official podcast. And so
01.
Yeah, we're excited to have everybody in here and doing our first show. So anyway, we'll get right into the show. Tonight's going to be a good one. We have some guests in here. We have some fresh music to go over, some interesting news, upcoming events, party reviews, and we're just going to have some fun. So
he sounds like one of those guys from the jazz station, son.
Hi, everybody.
And doing? We got some beef and cheese.
Because it's complimentary beef and cheese.
Yeah, well, complimentary, you know, when we try and have people in, we try and do it proper and supply, you know, beef and cheese.
Beef and cheese.
There's nothing more proper than beef and cheese.
Cristal beef and cheese, baby.
Your balls can't get cheesier.
Proper beef and cheese.
Schmegma.
Smelly schmegma.
Well, anyway.
Welcome to the station.
Alex and Reed, why don't you guys tell us a little bit about who you are and why you're here.
Do tell.
Alex, a.k.a. Dogpile.
Well, I think they're really here for
Reed,
cheese.
Miss Pussy. Ready to roll.
My name's Miss Pussy, and I really like to pet lots of pussy. And I like all kinds of pussy, but especially really, really furry pussy. It's my favorite.
You know, the hair didn't go out with the 80s, I'm telling you. She likes her pussy furry.
That was golden.
Dr. Nasty?
No. Dr. Nasty?
Well, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor of the beats.
You like it nasty?
I like it nasty. I play the drums. I DJ. I work all the time.
And he takes movies.
Yeah. That's
make
about
a
it.
A lot of messes.
First of all, this is a show kind of focused around electronic music, and so why don't you guys tell us your beat supplied by Reed's Beat.
Yeah, so Reed, tell us about how you got started in electronic music.
Be serious.
All right, I was a raver.
What year was it?
It was 1994. I was in Colorado.
What were you wearing?
Home of the urban aborigines and the jungle punks.
You were in Colorado? Wait, what was it? Wow, you started in Colorado?
I was in Colorado. I was raving.
That's a great fact.
Shut up.
She got away from home.
I ran away from home.
You were raving
you ran
Colorado.
Away
I fell
Colorado.
In with some bad kids.
That's awesome.
We went to some raves. I liked glow sticks.
I wonder if I met you years ago.
We both liked glow sticks. Sorry.
I was DJing house and like touring with Keoki and like it was weird.
Superstar really? DJ Keoki.
Wow. I don't know. I didn't really like talk to people. I mean, I would talk to people, but I didn't like go up to the DJs and talk to them.
A young raving girl.
But I really like to go and take my glow sticks and rave out for Frankie Bones. Give him a light
Frankie
show.
Frankie Bones?
The one
the
and
shit,
only, the legend.
The legend.
I used to give Frankie Bones a light show every time I could.
Frankie Bones, if you're listening.
And Odie and Diesel Boy.
Thank you.
For DJs, and I would go out and see them and rave and give them a light show, and I really thought that it meant a lot
That's
to them.
Cool. It probably did.
And then one day I grew up and became a DJ.
That's cool. She has a cold.
Yeah.
Reed has a bad cold.
It's cold in California.
is there something about like the dance music kind of thing that stands out, like your favorite memory of dance music, like maybe when you first, like when you first heard Around the World and like you're like, this is the best song ever, and then like, you know what I mean, something like that.
Don't fight your tongue, let it out, girl.
Deep.
Come on.
She's got one too. She's like, don't be afraid. There's some, no lies between us.
I never said that was my best memory.
There are so many of them, I don't know. One that stands out.
I was thinking of the other song. What's that one?
Isn't that Burning?
No.
No, it's Daft Punk.
No.
She's having Daft Punk.
Yeah, it sounds like a Daft Punk. That's what I was thinking of.
Did you guys happen to see Daft Punk?
Yeah, no, but I saw them.
Insane.
I don't think I've ever.
I saw them at the sports arena, and that was insane.
Incredible.
Yeah, that was an experience. That was pretty amazing. That was next level dance music.
So we all live in Los Angeles, and what do you guys think? I mean, you guys seem to be well versed in all the different dance scenes out there, and what do you think stands out in LA that different from other dance scenes?
Well, that's a good question for Reed, considering she has lots of experience in that one.
LA's just got more people that want to have more fun, in my opinion. There's a lot of people here, and
I agree.
They seem amped.
People
amped.
They
amped.
Get recruited early and they stay late in the scene, and yeah. It's pretty cool.
I think it's also LA.
Girls wear lingerie at the raves, and that is just a huge bonus.
Actually, they do that in like Colorado. They do that shit too.
Hell,
even if it's
yeah.
like 0 degrees, they'll like come out and like.
Hell yeah.
I love that.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ, yes. Thank you.
Jungle Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We all like looking at that stuff.
Okay, Brady well.
Has Playboy under her bed.
Makes you, it makes you feel weird, though. You gotta admit. Seeing those young girls.
There should be some kind of laws or regulations.
I mean, that's
because some of these girls are too young to be doing it.
Well, they're probably like 13.
Well, they're setting
themselves up. I mean, it's just awesome.
But who knows, though? Because, like, Reed looks like she's 13.
Here. Let's paint the pictures.
It's awesome.
Here. Pretty awesome.
Why not? I mean, why not? Let's paint the picture for our listener audience.
Videos.
No. Well, here, that's what I'm saying. Let's paint the picture for our video audience. Why don't you describe what your typical 12-year-old lingerie wearing raver would be wearing
turquoise
at a rave?
Pink with
well, you
fur.
Just said a lingerie.
Well, no, but
the
like
furry booty
like a
shorts.
Little lace, black lace bra with some blue satin cups and some matching blue satin panties with some ruffles on them and some fishnet stockings and maybe a little ruffled thing over it, maybe not.
Maybe some big glitter eyelashes.
And what about the ones
maybe
who
a
have...
couple of pieces of candy and some like 4-inch heels.
The ones who have absolutely no right wearing those things that are just like a little too overboard, yeah. And there's still no holding
it's
back.
It's a
for
privilege,
these girls, dude. It's just ridiculous. I think.
So yeah, that's what we think about the LA scene.
It's horrible.
Naked, naked ravers. Naked ravers.
When I first started, it was mostly hippies who didn't. Really
yeah, you know,
off.
I mean, the girls. It actually has gotten a lot better, hasn't it?
See,
it's for drum and bass. You can't beat it because there's no other place that I've ever been to that has such a good girl. To guy yeah. ratio of hot girls to guys
and that's
in the
like
scene.
LA rocks.
LA rocks.
And that's recently too.
That is recently.
Just
you know what?
A guy thing for a
it
long,
wasn't
long
like
time.
That years ago.
Yeah, it sucked.
It definitely was far from that.
It was far. Would you like a beer?
No thanks.
No, it was very far. Well, I don't know about LA, but just in general.
In LA, it was.
Always been like a guy's thing.
Dude, I have videos of it. I mean.
So next, just the final little part of our initial interview here is like, do you guys happen to have any sort of producing or side projects or tours, anything that you're kind of working on that you can tell our listener audience about?
Well, dude, I was thinking about making a mix CD.
You can tell they're pretty busy, real busy right now. He's just hanging out. That
was hard at work, yeah, hard at work.
Hard at work. I think it's hard at work. Between making movies.
I admire your work ethic, my brother.
By the way, if in case you can't see us, Alex grew the beard and won the beard contest that me and him were having. It got itchy.
I'm
going to
let it grow. Let it
grow. No, it's for
real. Keep letting it grow. It's nice and soft.
Mine was itchy me, though. Like, it was itching my neck all the time and stuff. It was bad.
Anyways,
looks good, then.
You want to know past accomplishments and future?
Yeah.
Go for it, Reed.
Oh, shut up.
All right, well, I'll start then.
I don't want
to. I used to be in a band called Poopan. We released two albums and a single. And that was really good, and it was good time. I also sit in with a group called Uber Zone, and I do live drumming for Q of Uber Zone sometimes.
Is the shit.
It's amazing.
And
I like how he just tried to sneak that in there. He's like, that's a little bad, a little bitty.
Just to add that, that's fucking awesome, dude. Little
and now I'll pass it to Reed. Reed's released two mix CDs on Breakbeat Science. What else have you done? She's made countless mix CDs. You can check it all out. What else? I don't know. What are you doing now? This is weird.
No, she writes, she does.
Hey, everybody, just Reed, Google Reed
first,
Speed.
Yeah, you get like 15 million hits. People love her everywhere. She's one of the best DJs.
Reed likes to record cats having sex and no joke.
She makes tunes with Origin in a project called Beep. She runs a promotions company called Breakdown with a partner named Josh David. What else? Come on, help me out. Oh my god, the best news so far is she's got a tune that's being released on
Against the Grain,
which is Crafty Cuts label.
Yeah.
Woo! So this is a huge release.
Yeah,
her.
It's not Crafty Cuts label.
Who's it?
It's
whatever. Label. But he's on that label a lot, right? Whatever. Okay, it's a Crafty Cuts Bass Phenomenon remix.
Yeah.
And it was a contest, and
it was a contest on trackitdown.net, and we downloaded the parts and we made the remix and we won for some.
They won.
Nice.
Out of how many? You know?
25,000 people.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Is it available for us to listen to?
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, I would like to listen to that.
Released on vinyl at some point soon.
Great. Cool.
With our other stuff, that Beep record is coming out and the Danger is coming out. I don't know when.
Danger on Simply Jeff's label.
Fundamental.
Fundamental with Queen Size.
Is coming back to record some more stuff soon.
We're gonna take a break real quick, and we're gonna listen to some music.
Because we like tunes around here.
I got some new music for y'all.
Especially we have some new music for Dino to play. So take it away, Dino.
Hi, I'm Dino. About to play some new tunes. Go a little something like this.
UA on the DL, Los Angeles. Circulating, phones are raging, falling down, further.
angels haunting with their riddles. Here come all the angels heading to forgive us. Here come all the angels haunting with their riddles. Here come all the angels heading to forgive us.
On the DL.
Okay. So this is kind of interesting, okay?
Here we go. Jeez.
Okay. So my first news article today is going to be Reinforced Records. I hope everybody...
Hey, man, could you take me out with a bong hit?
What is that from? I don't get it.
Like,
oh, it's Tom Mike's. Okay.
Wow. Anyway, so my first killing me.
So, you guys are our first and best guests ever.
Exactly, our best. We officially can put the stamp on best guest ever.
Maybe we could be one of those. Maybe we could be the people that come in that are like the you know, rotating guests.
I'm down. Yeah, exactly. No, we could do it. We could do like
a monthly special appearance every
we'll do
once
monthly,
in a while.
A monthly
and then we'll just
Alex
chat.
Guests.
We'll just
have
talk.
A resident rotating.
You guys would be characters on the show, basically.
Be other
yeah.
People.
No, we'd
be characters. That would be cool. You guys could pick different characters like every month to play.
Tonight she's DJ Mia.
Yeah.
That's not
wow. Really good. <It's> okay. So on to news.
This is good. Okay. Just go. Go ahead.
Tell us the news, Dak. What's
so,
happening in the news today?
News in the news? Yeah, it is.
Oh, awesome.
So Reinforced Records. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Reinforced Records.
Yeah.
Artists like 4Hero and things like that.
Nookie.
They are offering right now a fan remix project. And they're offering their tunes available.
You should do it.
That is so
you should do, I bet you'd win.
That well they're basically offering a couple tunes up for a remix, and one of them is, I don't know if you guys remember, but it is Mr. Kirk's Nightmare.
Oh, that's great.
And if anybody remembers that tune, it's a free to enter, yeah, basically.
I don't.
We don't happen to hear, you know what?
Insert.
We're going to hear we're gonna actually
insert.
You know, we actually do have it available.
Pause.
Let's listen to it now.
Good idea. I can't wait to hear it.
Mr. Cook?
Yes?
Your son is dead. Come down to the station house. Come down to the station house. Come down to the station house. Your son is dead. Come down to the station house. Come down to the station house. Come down to the station house. Your son is dead.
And we're back!
That was great!
That song is so good!
So is that the one that we're supposed to remix?
That was it!
That's one of the tunes available for remix.
That is amazing.
I can't wait to remix
it. Your son is dead.
Hey, can we listen to something else?
Anything,
sure.
Just name it.
In fact, Alex, why don't you tell us what you'd like to listen
to? Billy Joel.
Well, that's crazy. But hey, we got it right here.
We happen to have a fresh remix of Billy Joel by MC Relight. Why don't we listen to it right now? Oh, okay, well...
Ready with the drone.
My next article of news for you guys tonight is about actually Nine Inch Nails.
Awesome.
And Nine Inch Nails, currently they're having some legal issues with their music label Universal, because Nine Inch Nails offered their new album is completely fan-based remixes, and it's a complete remix album, and they wanted to host it on the website, probably kind of like he did his last album, where you could listen to it completely free before you want to buy it or whatever. And anyway, he's getting a no from Universal on hosting this website, because basically the gist of the article is that any sort of user-submitted content is up for copyright violation, because if they sample anything else from any other music, Universal could be held liable for it. So basically, Trent Reznor is totally fighting this, and I kind of just think that, you know, that went along with the whole remix thing.
Wow. That's interesting, because I steal a lot of samples myself.
Why doesn't he just put the himself?
He can't. Well, that's kind of where the article
Universal
was going.
Owns all his stuff. I mean, well,
they might even own his name, actually.
Well,
like,
why doesn't he tell one of his fans to just do it? And they can't really. Because
he wants to make it public.
Nobody, if nobody's profiting off of it, no, they can't.
Well, it still is kind of an early story. This article was written on Saturday, and what, it's now Tuesday. So I haven't really heard anything else other than this. This was on his website, where I also happened to grab Saul Williams' new album, where it's available for free or $5 if you want to
like
pay.
Saul Williams? You
guys
Saul Williams?
No.
He's on Ronnie
Sides. Trent Reznor produced his new album, and it's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trent Reznor produced his last album, too. It's really good.
And it's available for free.
Like,
so anyway,
poetry.
Well, that was all my news.
If you like poetry, if you like reading poetry and listening to it, it's good.
Well, that was all my news. So if you want to come back to your music,
we need like a little news chime now.
News with your anchor, ATAC.
News.
Traffic on the 405. Ding, 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 ding.
Traffic's crazy out here, Tack. It's pretty wild at 9 at night.
It's looking terrible here.
Fuck you!
Stand up.
Fuck
you!
I
won't be easing up anytime soon. You're in for a long commute.
Long commute.
I suggest if you have any marijuana in your car, that you immediately start smoking it.
UA on the download does not condone marijuana abuse in the car.
This is expressed on the show or by the show. People on the show does not agree.
You really do have to listen to the whole thing.
This book go off in the blur.
So, well,
no, it wasn't. Was it?
It was like 88.
I'm old too. My age is exactly beep. So now you guys know my age. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Feel so exposed.
We could go around and say how old we all are.
12.
11.
97.
Yeah, so all of you out there, if you see Reese play, she is only 11. Make sure you know, don't buy her a drink. Yes. You know, she'll ask you for one, but don't do it.
Those X's on her hands are not straight edge.
They're not straight edge. She's only 11. She just happens to tour, has a really good booking
agent.
Well,
actually, you know what? I have a little bit more interview for them.
Oh, so give it to them.
Let's do this.
Quick one, ready?
This time, one's actually fun.
Yeah, Alex, I think this box is a briefs. Fun one.
So, let's go ahead and start. What is...
Free ball, man.
Oh, man. It's like the Lebowski. It's like the dude. He's the dude. You gotta grow your hair out. You'd be the dude.
Dude.
I just need a white Russian. Free ball it all day.
No. I'm wearing boxer briefs. Thanks.
Good man.
Alex, boxer briefs. Okay. Oh, okay. Now, what is the craziest thing you've ever seen at a rave go?
People doing it over the dance floor.
I love that shit. I love watching sex happen at raves.
It's craziest amazing. Thing was, I don't know what year it was. It was Together as One got a... There were some bad vials of this drink going around, and it made people keel over. And I,
really?
Yeah. I just started to rave. And then the police came in riot gear, and there was like a little riot.
I remember hearing about that, actually. Yeah. When all these kids got maced. Something like that.
Oh, when all the people were trying to get in.
Yeah.
I forgot what.
I heard about that.
Yeah,
it was a trip.
It was in all the rave newspapers.
I saw a kid climb inside of a base bin and pass the fuck out.
I used to climb inside base bins.
But this kid passed out and then they found him the next day, when they were cleaning up the teachers.
That's
like
crazy. An hour, and then come out and be like,
"Yeah,
okay."
I used to like.
Sorry, we'll go there.
Oh wow. Used to what?
Nothing.
No, say you just started. We're on the internet radio. There's no FCC rules. Come
are
on.
Are we on the World Wide Web?
This is World Wide Web right here.
You can do anything you want.
Our audience is asking.
Well, sometimes I'd stand real close to the cabinets and feel the vibration on my penis.
Yeah. It's that type of show, y'all. We got the beefsteak and Alex. Let's go.
Moving on.
And
moving
on. I would then feel a tingle in my back. It was weird.
Coke or Pepsi?
I don't
really
go. No soda.
No soda.
Soda is bad for you.
Soda's bad for you.
What side of the bed do you sleep on?
Well, you know, that just changed recently.
Do you switch it up? Yeah.
We're ambidextrous in bed.
Some couples switch it up.
No. She switched it up.
I did.
I was on the left side, and now I'm on the right side. But it's cool. I like it.
It's actually way better. You gotta keep the fire in the relationship. Keep the fire in there. You know, switch sides of the bed.
Like, whoa, what side am I on?
It's like a whole new world.
This is easy to get out of.
Cats or dogs?
Both. But we only have cats.
How many cats do you have?
Oh, come on. I could have told you that one.
We have 4 cats.
What are their names?
Becky,
Boodles, Pussy, Squeaky Meatball.
No, it's Pussy, Becky, Moquette, and Oscar.
Squeaky, Squeaky, Pontoodle.
That was cool.
Becky Boodles.
Becky Boodles. Yeah.
Oscar is Moquette's dad, and Oscar and Moquette are French.
They are French.
We adopted them.
That's cool. How are they French?
I think we just learned a little bit about Reed, though.
Our neighbors.
They're French.
But in America.
They're French.
That means they're American.
They are not.
His name is Moquette.
Okay. It means carpet.
It means carpet.
They meow en français.
I was trying to do a French meow, but I couldn't think of how to say it.
Meow. It's very different from our American cats, Pussy and Becky.
Word. That's cool. French pets.
It's a pussy palace.
Oh, wow.
Alex lives in a pussy palace. Yeah.
And you guys thought that question would be stupid.
Jungles for Jesus.
That was a good one. Jungles for Jesus. And so, now, this one we actually put some effort into. So, if you were to erase, now this is going to be a total of 4 songs because there's 2 of you. Or you could team up. If there were 2 songs that you could erase from existence that never could have happened.
Not yours, but even like any song.
Anything.
Any song.
What 2 songs would they be? You guys could team up or you could have 2 each.
You guys really thought about this question?
That's a really good question. I need to
think about that. See, that's why we kind of wanted to ask you before.
But that's like... I gotta think about the stuff that I don't like.
Like, what's the, yeah, what's your worst song? Like, what's the one song you've been like?
I usually try and block those out.
Like, whoop, there it is. I know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Whoop, there it is.
Let's think. No, whoop, there it is.
That's awesome. Who the hell hates that dude? Well,
upside down and inside out. I'm about to show all you folks what it's all about. Now, all right. So the next one.
I think I know one that I would get rid of.
What?
Whatever that song is that goes Take Me Back to Funky Town, I get rid of that one. Funky Town!
Won't you take me to Funky Town? Yeah, that song just died.
Some long distort.
Desert Island Scenario. Desert Island Scenario. And you could only bring like 4 or 5 records. What would they be? To listen to for eternity.
Well, another great question. Why do I have to be on a desert island?
with turntables and power, obviously. I don't know, but
that's or the your best desert island ever. It's cool.
Hey, my kind of desert island.
Lost.
The best of the Doors.
Wicked.
Pink Floyd, Dark Side to the Moon.
Second Wicked.
John Williams, E.T.
Threw a bone in there. That's crazy.
Hey, dude, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's good. I was gonna say the Flash Gordon soundtrack, but that's just me.
Listen to the E.T. soundtrack.
Queen, you know. Saved every one of us.
Amber, what about you? Do you have any albums?
Wait, go back over there.
I wish you could show that video, dude.
Negative Land, The Perfect Cut.
Oh, I love Negative.
There are so many, but four.
Amber, any albums? Take to a Desert Island.
I couldn't even.
That would probably have to go. You're gonna be on the desert island, I mean.
Oh no, oh no. Listen to
Bob Marley. Yeah, Bob Marley.
Until
maybe
you were
Kaya,
like, oh shit, now Kaya, I have to be Survivor Man.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to build my shelter and make my fire bundle and carry it to the water source.
What else? That's 3 for me.
Okay, well,
hold on. Let us think.
I'm still thinking.
Shit.
Well.
Power surge.
I really don't know.
Why don't you try asking yourself these questions first?
Yo,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Cut. Edit. Cut. I was totally kidding. I'm sorry if I was rude.
Jung is for Jesus.
Best of Johnny Cash.
Best of Johnny Cash, my friend.
Now, a certain one of the crew wanted to throw this question in, and I don't know who. It was emailed to me, I think, by one of the interns. But somebody wanted to know.
We do have interns too.
Somebody wanted to know who your guys' favorite MC is.
MC Dino, of course.
I didn't prompt them at all. I mean, that's just out of the blue. I'm not sure even what he's going
to
say.
Intern Bobby emailed it to me.
Intern Bobby.
Intern Bobby.
I think I'm going to say Tali.
I'll say Dino.
Oh, nice.
Tali rocks. Yeah. Dino's okay, too. He's all right.
Dino's pretty dope.
He's pretty, but Tali's
pretty
amazing,
Dino's a close
too.
Second.
But Jenna G is the shit.
Jenna G, but I don't think of her as an MC. That was
she's
beyond
the best.
MC.
When she came where,
she
Dino?
Sings, though. That's, yeah.
Where are you referring to, Dino?
Monster Massive.
Monster Massive.
I didn't see that. I wanted to see that so bad just to see her.
One of the best.
Beautiful.
That was the next level.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Monster Massive show with Jenna G?
It was
amazing. She came out there and she sang. She sang over
a pre-recorded set
which
she,
you.
She makes tunes with these
but
guys.
It was hot as hell. I mean,
it was amazing. She
all drum bass, like heavy drum
all
bass.
All drum and bass, not heavy. Some heavy, but some really light. Some, but beautiful songs. Beautiful performance.
Nice.
Commanded the audience like in a way that it needed to be commanded, to the point where it was reaching out to people, I think,
nice,
that were not drum and bass fans, but there was also a lot of people at the front that knew the words to her songs that were singing along.
Pretty amazing.
Cool.
Just I hope they bring her back here soon. So
I want to see her so bad now.
Yeah,
probably
is
Miami is next.
I would say that would, if I had the money to bring anybody out, that would be the person I brought out.
Hell yeah.
For a packed crowd.
Hell yeah.
But it'd have to be a good crowd, because she could rock any crowd.
Pendulum Live.
If I could bring out that would be the show right there.
Pendulum Live.
Please be Tally, Alex and Dino.
All right, fine. All right, I'm talking about Jenna G. Okay.
Moving on.
This was brought to you by the people for Jenna Jean.
Anyways, yeah, Dino, you're the shit.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was inspired, you know.
So, what is your favorite restaurant in LA?
Oh, man. Oh.
Right now, I think it's Native Foods.
Ooh, where's it at?
Where's it at?
In Westwood.
On Westwood, huh?
It's on...
Gailey, or...
It has a funny name. I want to say it's called Lindbrook, but it's probably not.
I think it's...
It's off
right
of Wilshire.
Right by the movie theater.
It's
up
before
there.
Westwood. The street before Westwood Boulevard.
We'll put the address on our
Google
website.
Google it.
Sure. Google
we'll put the address on our website for
Native
you.
Native Foods inside.
So, okay. Well, that's all the interview really I had scheduled for you guys, unless... Do you know any other questions? I
mean, thank you, Gail.
It wasn't that bad.
We're gonna never answered the two questions that the two songs that they'd erased from existence.
Ooh, that's a rough one.
She answered one.
Well, she did one. Yeah, she said the Funky Town.
I think.
Die, Funky Town, Die. That's Reed's new album, Die, Funky Town, Die. Yeah.
I don't know. I think Too Legit to Quit is pretty lame.
Oh.
That's pretty, we can do without that one. we can do without that one.
I mean, that was pretty bad.
Where do you guys see yourself in 10 years?
Making really good music.
Making lots of money.
Making art.
And where do you think you'll be living?
In Venice.
I don't know.
In Europe.
Depends if there's a tidal wave.
If the tidal wave comes in 2012,
that's
really weird because that was actually the next question.
Yeah.
Was if California broke into the ocean, where would you go?
I'd start swimming.
Oh my god, I'm totally psychic.
I'd swim to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the question?
I would have beachfront property in Colorado.
Yeah, if California broke into the ocean, where would you go?
I feel like I knew I got this land for some reason.
Where would we go?
Maybe BC or...
Where would we go now?
Where do we go?
I don't know, maybe Seattle, maybe New York
Seattle
City.
Seattle would be gone, too. New York would be gone.
That whole side.
Let's go to,
all right, then,
I'm missing the whole show.
Colorado's looking pretty good right about now.
No.
That was when I lived in Colorado. That's what I always loved. If the floods came, we were set.
I think France.
Go to Europe.
France.
See me naked on a beach in France. You know.
I think France.
Budapest.
Yeah.
You just Google Earth and go to beaches in France.
Thank you again to Reed Speed and Alex for coming to a show today. This is UA on the DL, first show, 01.
UA on the DL.
You can check us out, myspace.com/MCDino/ATAC. Check out all the information on the show and whatnot. Jungles for Jesus. It's going to be coming out by Reed.
Jesus will save you if you love him.
So again, thank you for everybody for tuning in, having a good time. Remember, show Reed Speed your tits every time she does a show in your town. Make sure you show tits.
Even if you're 13.
Show her your 13-year-old titties.
You're 11 and your boyfriend is 13.
You on the deal, does not come out. 13-year-old boobies.
Even if you're 11 and your boyfriend is 55.
Even if you're 11 and your boyfriend is 55 and you met him on the internet, it's okay.
Show boobies because it helps her do a better set.
Us your boobs.
It's pretty amazing.
Because we like to see boobs.
Pretty amazing.
The views on the show are not convinced of
us. Show us your meat sticks. We don't want to see them. Keep them in your pants, please.
Did you get
that? Also, if you want, send Texas to boob Texas to 602-616-5667.
No, she's got one.
Also, if you want to know about what's going on with anything fun, text breaks to 23907.
Breakdownradio.com.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to my mix called The Finger Banger. Download it now on my MySpace page right now. Go download it.
Finger Banger. ReedSpeed's
so
MySpace page.
I love it. That's great.
MySpace.com/ReedSpeed.
That link will be provided on the website, which is UAonthedownload.com. Oh, wait, UAonthedownload.com.
Plug it, plug it, plug it.
All right, so are we still online?
Are we rolling?
Hello?
Yeah, we don't have to stop at any particular time.
We're gonna end the show right now with some music. We're gonna play a few songs from UA as well as some other producers and blah blah blah.
May you hold weed.
UA on the DL.
So I have a couple questions for you guys.
Okay, hit us.
Okay,
go.
Let's weed. With your host, MC Dino, ATAC, and MC Relight. UA on the DL, Los Angeles.
Take a hit.
Found out that meat tray is not gonna work in the future. Take that down, producer, intern. No more meat trays.
Meat trays is over. We'll tell the intern.
Where's the intern? Yeah,
he's out actually getting coffee. Yeah,
is he getting coffee
for all of us? Yeah.
Where the hell is Bobby? Goddamn it,
Bobby! Intern Bobby.
Bobby, get your ass in here!
What's going on, guys?
So, okay, well, do we have any questions? Or?
No.
Alex slammed out on
my coffee, damn it.
It's coming, sir, it's coming.
Well, real quick, can we go over one more thing before we end out here? Okay. So, just real quick, what'd you guys do this week?
End.
I was in Nashville and Knoxville, and it was dope.
You don't want to know what I did.
It's like a dirty man right there, a dirty old man.
Who'd you play for, or who'd you play with out there?
Oh, played with a lot.
Autobots.
I played with the Autobots.
Jez.
Jez from the Autobots.
Jez is the man.
He's dope. Nice. And we played with Oliver, Dodd, Sanchez, and the Shockers. Oh, yeah, they were all really good. Everyone was really good. Everyone we played with was dope.
Cool.
We had a lot of fun.
A big
Tennessee.
I lived in Tennessee for a while. Okay, well, here in L.A., we had a couple shows. We had Aphrodite at Bass Rush.
Attend that
we
one.
Did not.
The next
but it was
night,
good. Function rocks. What?
The next night, we had Moving Fusion at Respect.
It was just hot.
And
it
the, actually,
respect.
The
Me
act.
And Tyler did an MC set over that one. It was hot. It was
yeah,
was
and the act before it was Oscar the Grouch's birthday.
Set. And General,
General Jaw Mikey.
That guy
that
is absolutely ridiculous.
That was real good.
He's like one of the best MCs I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
he's fucking flawless.
It was a really good show. So then that weekend we had Concrete Jungle in Lancaster that Dino here played.
Yeah, I played that. It was far, and it was, you know, a strong little turnout, maybe like 50 to 100 in a tiny little bar. But it was fun. Yeah, I had a good time. It was me and APX1 and Curious who played and did a hot set. It was totally cool. But yeah, hopefully it'll that thing will turn up. They do it a monthly or whatever, and it'll come up good. But it's far.
They're talking about
jamming
again.
They are.
I already got a text today, like about the next
one
they're planning.
Concrete Jungle, Lancaster. Okay. So the next one is Upgrade that Tyler here played at.
Oh yeah, Upgrade was fun. Down in Orange
it was
County.
The MC collaboration put on by MC Word.
It was like Upgrade. It was this close. Well, it was a little bit overboard. I'll have to say because there was probably like 15 MCs there.
Upgrade, and but it was fun. Huh?
They broke it down well because it was 4 MCs per set, but it got a little bit ridiculous. It was fun though.
Share those sets.
It was 2 DJs, 4 MCs for each set.
But
so
how did you guys share the MCing?
We all stood. We had like 8 mics hooked up actually. So like yeah, it was crazy. It was a brand new venue. They packed the fucking house out. Cheap ass drinks. It was great. The sound was banging. It was cool. It was really cool. We all stood in the corner and just went like 8 bars for 8 bars. We kept it really regulated. So that was like the big thing because I wasn't about to Wu-Tang that shit and everybody like be like, fuck, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? But it was cool. The show turned out great.
I heard Tack quite enjoyed that show also.
Yeah, yeah. He enjoyed it from the car.
Yeah,
Tack, tell us what happened. Here's what happened. I'll just say what happened.
Buddy.
No,
I'll tell the story.
I'll tell the story. No, nothing like that
Where
at all.
Where was this?
We drove all the way down to OC. And
he was all stoked to go.
I was really excited to go. And anyway, so on the way down, I was starting to fall asleep at the wheel. So we stopped at a 7-Eleven and I got a cup of coffee, a Mountain Dew, and like a power drink. Right, I slammed the Mountain Dew and we got to the show, which was like 5 minutes later, and I fell asleep in the car and I woke up at like 2:30 when they were walking out.
So he never went in, he just like when they got there.
MC Word, I'm really sorry.
Dude, I'd be tired too.
Yeah, I was out. Sorry.
You missed a hell
of a show.
You
know, when you're tired, you're fucking tired.
I was standing on the speaker and shit rapping. It was great, dude.
Well,
it was like 12 feet in the air.
So you drove with them or?
Yeah, well, I drove and I got a great night's sleep. It was great. So moving on.
I did that, you know, not too long ago.
It happens. I've done it.
Yeah,
we've all done it.
Well, I fell asleep at Function one time until like 5 in the morning, and like I was locked in the parking lot.
Oh no way! That's hilarious.
Yeah. I remember that night. You were drunk. And you went to go pass out. Nobody woke you up.
I woke up and I called Dino. I'm all, "Where am I? I'm in the parking lot." He's like, "Dude, where are you?" I'm all, "I never left, motherfucker. Where'd you leave me?"
Anyway, it was hilarious.
Soldier down. Anyway, okay.
Soldier down. You left the soldier behind.
So, all right. Well, at the very end of the show, we have a couple events that we get to look forward to. Real quick, Reed, are you playing anywhere that you can tell us about?
I'm playing the roof of the Standard on Thanksgiving. If you want to go, you have to RSVP.
Comes out the Saturday after Thanksgiving, so it would have been out already.
Saturday, I don't know.
MySpace.com/ReedSeed.
Well, then yeah.
All that information will be on the website, UA on the DL.
Well, how do you predict it'll turn out?
I think that's going to go quite well. Crash Mansions on December 7th.
I'm playing this like November
21st. Crash Mansion, December 7th.
There you go.
With Danny the Wild Child and Rock Raider inside. Bo, Reed Speed, Josh David, Keith McKenzie. Bo!
She's better than a commercial, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, and a couple other ones I just want to shout out to is Together as One, New Year's Eve is coming up here soon. That's going to be huge. Bass Rush at Second Garden, this will actually be a review by the time we get to the next one. But it's the last Bass Rush coming up this Wednesday. Tomorrow, actually. Forbidden City, whatever it is. Sorry.
He's at Sunken Garden. That's pretty cool. You know that club Forbidden City on Vine? Vine in Hollywood? No, it's just like a hip-hop club. But it's going to be good. Yeah, Forbidden City. It's going to be good. I'm curious about that club. The function's going to be
really nice.
Well, it's going to be hot. Make sure you get down. It's going to be J Magic and Baron.
This show will be out actually after that show has happened. So,
and MC Dino.
I hope you guys had a good time at that show. So, all right, well, here, we'll just go ahead and end out the show now. I want to thank everybody for listening to our first UA on the DL podcast. Thank you very much, Reed and Alex, for coming in and having a conversation with us. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, man, thanks for having us. All right, well, we'll see you soon.
Peace out, yo.
We'll see you out in the field.
UA on the DL.
My name's Tack. Sitting to my right is Amber.
Check us for Jesus.
Goodbye. And over here we have Dino and Tyler.
El Diablo.
What?
Magic Man.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
El Diablo, Magic Man, out.